Don't you dare fucking move. You freeze right there. What the fuck are you doing? Why are you in my room? Get your hands up. What do you think you're doing in my closet? Why are you on your knees looking through my drawers? No, you're not looking for bed sheets. Don't even try to use that. You know that I don't keep them there. You have never needed to look through my closet for anything. So tell me, what exactly are you doing? Turn your head and look at me. What's that in your hand? You better turn around right now and show me what's in your fucking hands. Are those my panties? Wait, you didn't even find these in my closet. These are dirty. You have got to be kidding me. Seriously? Are you fucking kidding me right now? As soon as I fucking leave, you start going through my dirty laundry? Ugh. And then you get so distracted that you didn't even hear me come back in. And I catch you red-handed with your nose in my dirty underwear. I should kick your ass out, you know that, right? Really, that's what I should do. Oh my god. I had no idea that this kind of stuff could happen in real life. This is such a fucking cliche. I can't believe I caught you doing this. It's like I'm in some god-awful teen movie. My own roommate is a little panty-sniffing pervert. And I walked in on you more or less with your pants down. If I had come home a few minutes later, I would have caught you with your pants down, wouldn't I? You are unbelievable. So, did you have fun looking through your roommate's things? You've probably seen it a bunch of times already, haven't you? So, what do you think? Oh, come on. I'm sure you've seen all of it. Don't even try to play stupid with me. If you want to see so badly that you'll snoop around when I'm not here, then you should at least have the courage to tell me what you think. I guess you like panties. So tell me, what do you think about my lingerie collection? I do have a lot of lingerie, don't I? Yeah, I do. And I love it. You might think that I should be embarrassed admitting that to you, but why should I be? I'm sexy, don't you think? That's a strange thing to say when you're raiding my room for my used panties. Probably so you can jerk off to them. Is that what you do? Do you jerk off to the smell of my pussy? Do you put my panties on your mouth and slobber all over them? Licking and tasting my sweet pussy juices? And working that cock of yours into a frenzy? Do you picture what I look like wearing it? All those gorgeous lacy patterns? Those tights? And teddies and garter belts? I have a very, very powerful feminine presence. Especially when I dress up. Curvy and sensual and playful. That's what you're picturing, isn't it? Well, get that picture out of your fucking head. Do you think that I'm going to be all sweet and playful with you after catching you with your dirty hands all over my things? I don't think so. Now get up off the floor. Stand up. Look at me, you nasty little pervert. This must be so embarrassing for you. And you need to be punished for it. So, I will do what needs to be done to make sure that this never happens again. Now get over here and stand in front of the bed. Stand up straight and put your hands behind your back. I'm sure you know where I keep all of my toys. So tell me something. Which drawer do I keep the handcuffs in? That's right. The first one. You didn't even have to think about that, did you? You know where I keep everything by heart, don't you? My God, How long have you been going through my things? You just stand there, and I'll go get those handcuffs. Handcuffs are the perfect way to deal with thieves, don't you think? And you are a thief. A dirty fucking thief. Turn around and face the bed. Keep your hands behind your back. Don't you dare try to resist me. Let me get these cuffs nice and tight around your wrists. Oh, pulling your shoulders back and making you groan. I know it's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's what a dirty thief like you deserves. Are you starting to regret not being a little more careful? Tell me, where do I keep my blindfolds? Good boy. Velvet and soft. Feel my hands reaching up around your head and slipping that blindfold over your eyes, plunging you into the darkness. So helpless. Having your roommate take complete control of you? You're going to take my punishment, and you're helpless to stop it. Do you understand me? Good boy. You were really horny today, weren't you? You couldn't wait for me to leave so you could finally get yourself off. Did I interrupt you? I did, didn't I? I walked in on you right in the middle of your little jerk session. Did you even get a chance to get your dick out? Feel as my hands creep over your hips and under your shirt. Feel as my soft fingers slip into your pants and inch closer and closer to your cock. Don't even think about trying to pull away as I grab you by the hair with my other hand, keeping you nice and still for me. Let me grope this dirty cock. It's what you really want, right? My hands all over you, massaging you in these tight pants. You seem hesitant at first, nervous and embarrassed, and shocked that your roommate is fondling your cock. But as your cock starts to feel my hand all over it, you give in, and your dirty cock starts getting hard in my hands, blindfolded and cuffed and taken advantage of. And as your cock gets harder and harder, and as your balls start getting tighter and tighter, you begin to realize that you've made a big fucking mistake getting caught. And it doesn't even dawn on you how trapped you are until I unbutton and pull down your pants, binding your legs and keeping your underwear on. You can't walk. You can't move your arms. And you can't even see anything. But you can use your mouth. And I'm going to take full advantage of that. First of all, I want you to use your mouth to tell me where I keep my toys. You know, my belt and that dildo that goes with it. Go on. I know you know where it is. Good boy. This is my new favorite toy. I haven't had the chance to try the strap yet, but this dildo feels really fucking good. Are you imagining me fucking myself with it? Stretching myself out? Bouncing and riding this toy every single night since I bought it? That's what you're thinking about, wasn't it? Smelling it, licking it, desperate to get a taste of my pussy. Is that what you want? To taste me? Is that why you steal my used panties? You fucking pervert. I do like watching you squirm, though. So helpless. So pathetic. I'll let you taste me. Get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees while I put this strap on. I'm just gonna sit down here on the end of the bed right in front of you. My dildo right here. In your face. I know you can't see it, but I'm sure that you can imagine. If you stick your tongue out, you might even get a taste. I bet you want to. So open up. Feel me slap the head of my cock on your tongue. Lightly. Rubbing my head on it. Keeping your mouth open and making you drool. Can you taste me? Do you like it? Do you want to wrap your lips around it and suck it? Maybe I should run my fingers through your hair, grabbing it, and pulling your head down onto my fat fucking cock. Pushing that head into your mouth, into your throat. Making you shudder and moan as I invade your mouth. Oh, good boy. Suck on this dildo. Be nice and sloppy. Get this dildo all wet and ready and lubed up. Bobbing up and down on me, taking this cock deeper and deeper and deeper. Grabbing your head and pulling you down. Making you take it. Making you taste it. Making you moan and squirm. And making your needy little cock grow harder and harder for me. Oh, look at you trying to grind your cock against the fabric. Squirming for every little bit of stimulation you can get. Such a needy fucking slut. Get your cock all wet and sticky from that pre-cum. Sucking off this dildo like a good little cock slave. You're going to want to get this cock all nice and lubed. Sucking me off is just your chance to apologize before your real punishment starts. You're really, really fucking sorry for snooping around, aren't you? Such a good boy. I know that you want to keep sucking, and I know you're being a good slut, but you have to get off now. I'm going to get up and walk behind you now, and I want you to stand up. Get your knees up on the bed. Kneel down right on the edge. Put your face down and stick out your ass for me. Spread those legs nice and wide. And drop your ass down just a little bit. Get into that perfect position for me. Face down, cuffed, doggy style on my bed. Such a cute and helpless toy. Such a good boy. Do you want me to pull your underwear down? To expose your full balls and leaking cock? Putting that tight little hole on display for me and my fat fucking cock? Yeah, feel me tugging them down. It's so embarrassing for you being on display for me like this, isn't it? Yeah, you fucking dirty pervert. You should be embarrassed. I'm just doing whatever I want with you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Having your body used by your depraved roommate and loving it. Getting hard and moaning and leaking pre-cum all over my bed sheets. Feeling me grab the back of your neck and lean in close to your ear? Nasty boys like you need to get fucked. They need a dominant woman with a massive
massive dildo to empty their head of dirty fucking fantasies.
I let go of your neck and step back. And everything goes quiet. Like I've suddenly disappeared from the room. The only sound is the beating of your racing heart. You feel so exposed and blank and turned on, waiting for me to do anything. Wondering if I've just abandoned you, completely naked and tied on my bed. And then you feel it. Warm and delicate. Slowly moving my tongue over you, licking at your crotch, lapping and kissing, drooling all over your balls and your tight little asshole, sending the most intense shivers through your body, feeling my warm, wet mouth all over you, my hand groping and stroking your cock as I rim you, leaking that pre-cum all over my hand. Your tight, full balls popping in and out of my mouth as I suck on them. Such a needy fucking boy. Feeling me squeeze your cock as I slip my finger inside your wet little hole. Unable to hold back those desperate whimpers as I penetrate you. Pushing into you. Opening up your little asshole and your perverted little brain. Moving back and forth slowly. Massaging your insides. Pumping more cum into your balls as I finger you. Feeling me slip a second finger inside. Spreading you open. Fucking more and more cum into your needy balls. Making your cock leak so much pre-cum as I jerk you off from behind? Are you ready to finally take your punishment? Yeah? Oh, good boy. Feeling me grab your hips and put that strap on between your cheeks? Grinding against you? Grabbing you? Rubbing against your needy little hole? Making you squirm, making you beg. I want you to beg for this cock. Beg me to put it inside of you. Beg me to fuck you. Beg me to break your perverted little brain. Beg for me. Good boy. Such a good fucking boy. Feel the head of my cock starting to push into you. Wet and hard slipping inside of you. Oh, good boy. Whimpering and moaning as I go deeper and deeper. Oh, inching this cock into you. Filling you up more and more and more. Oh, your hands tugging at your cuffs. Oh, your legs shaking. Feeling so fucking good as I fuck your slutty little ass. Pulling out. Pushing back in. Over and over again. Oh, so helpless. Oh, such a good fucking toy. Oh, your ass is so sensitive from all my teasing. And you feel so good having me deep inside of you like this. All the way in. Filling you to the brim. On shutting off your brain. It's enough to make you come, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, you could come all over the fucking place right now if I told you to. You'd have no choice. Oh, there's no way for you to escape now. I've got you all tied up and bent over. You're just gonna have to take it like a good fucking toy. Oh, it's okay. You can whimper and moan and beg. You're still going to come. I bet this isn't what you pictured when you fantasized about me, is it? Uh-uh. You were probably thinking that I would be the one on my knees, sucking your cock. Yeah, that I would be the one bent over the bed and getting fucked. I bet you thought that I would be the needy little slut breaking apart on your cock. But that's not the case now, is it? No. It's you. You're the dirty fucking slut taking this cock and begging to come. Begging me to go deeper, go faster and faster. Pushing your face deeper into the bed, pounding your prostate. Oh, you feel so completely dominated. So controlled. Fucked and filled and fighting that urge to completely fall apart as I fuck you deeper and deeper and deeper. You're gonna show me how sore you are for snooping around by coming on my cock. Do you understand? Let go of that resistance and just feel me pounding. On pounding and pounding and pounding into you, using every inch of my cock to fill you up, my thighs slapping against you, my hands leaving bruises on your hips as I fuck you harder. It's too much for you. Oh, you can't take it anymore. Oh, my massive cock is so relentless. Pounding into you, pounding your prostate like a jackhammer, overstimulating your brain, overstimulating your cock and your asshole. Oh, you feel all those muscles cave as that orgasm begins to overtake you. Oh, your legs growing limp. Oh, and your arms growing limp. Oh, come for me. Come. Oh, your cock is growing so fucking hard. I'm leaking thick drops of white sticky cum all over my bedsheets. Oh, you moan as you feel all that fucking cum emptying out of your needy cock. The head of my strap-on pushing it out while I fuck you. Filling up your ass and emptying your balls. Making you squirt that dirty cum, hands free all over, making you buck and moan, shaking and squirming, as that orgasm just keeps going while I fuck you, every thrust feeling like the start of a new orgasm, so helpless, grinding back against me, as I begin to slow down, letting out all those needy post-orgasm whimpers. Oh yeah, you want me to keep going so badly, but you're so sensitive. Your cock growing soft between your legs, still dripping and needy. I let go of your hips and run them over your cock. Oh, you're so sensitive down there. Shuddering and groaning just from me touching. Good boy. Feel me reach forward and release your cuffs. Let your hands fall down limp at your sides. And as I pull out, let me push you down onto the bed. Lay down on your stomach and straighten out. Just relax. You're just gonna lay there for a little while, and you're not going to move an inch. I would ask if you learned your lesson, but That would imply that I'm finished giving it. You are so lucky that I have no plans this weekend. I have so many more things to teach you. And if you're a good boy, maybe I'll be done teaching you by the time Monday rolls around.